morning on 2FM.
2FM. Okay, it's movie time, as in big screen time. So I'm Paul Whittington from the Indo is here. Paul, what's going on?
Well, the big film this week, Dave, is Maleficent, which I always mispronounce, 2, and you have seen this.
Yeah, Maleficent, that's right. I've been saying Maleficent all the time.
As though that's a word either.
That's amazing. Yeah,
right. Maleficent,
yes,
as
Mistress
you will
of
know.
Evil, yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what I even thought of the first one. It's kind of over my head. This is, by the way, this is the second one, right?
This is the second one, yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't say Maleficent 2, it says Maleficent, yeah. Mistress of Evil, as you say. The first one was reasonably good, although CGI heavy, not so much as this one, though.
Give us the story. What is it?
Well, Maleficent was basically the Disney name for the wicked fairy godmother from the Sleeping Beauty story, which they did in a beautiful film in the late 50s, 1959, I think. And it was quite clever in terms of the first one. The screenwriters came up with this idea that it was Linda Wolverton, I think, that Maleficent, why was she so in such a bad mood? Why was she so nasty? Why did she curse the lovely princess?
Baby? Yeah.
And it gave the backstory that of her having been the queen of the fairy realm that abuts this human kingdom, and she fell in love with a human. He betrayed her and cut her wings off, and that's why she was so hacked off. And in the first one, Angelina Jolie, who apparently had greatly sympathised or empathised with Maleficent as a child for some reason, she was actually very good as her. She could have been born, you know, she looked right for it, and she got a lot of humour out of the character in the first film, and indeed she does in this, because Maleficent is a very angry being, and when she tries to be nice, it's very funny, and that's where a lot of the humour comes from.
Right, and it's 5 years ago that this all happened.
5 years ago, yeah.
Were they surprised?
Big hit for Disney.
Yeah, they were surprised at how successful it
was.
Yeah,
they were, and she doesn't... she used to be an actor, but she doesn't do much anymore, although she's coming back to it a bit now. She tends to do more directing and producing, but this is the only live-action role she's done since the last one, so she was obviously happy to return. In this one, she basically adopted Aurora, who's played by Elle Fanning, the human princess, and they're all living happily until Elle announces that she's marrying this prince from a nearby kingdom, and Maleficent is not happy about that. And the film's funniest scene by far, she goes for a dinner to meet to meet the parents, and she's very funny in that.
Yeah.
But something's not right, and she gets wounded and betrayed, and discovers that that she's not the only one of her kind. And meanwhile, there are enemies all over. She can't say too much, actually, because there is a bit of a reveal in terms of who the...
Yeah, one of my problems with the movie is that Elle is letting the family down. She's not. It's not great, is it, her character in it?
No, her character's not great in it, and she's kind of deadly dull in it, really. And
that's kind of it,
When once Angelina Jolie's great in it again, that smile she tries to do is very funny. Once she's gone out of it, and she's kind of sidelined for long periods, it's boring. And it's only not boring again when she comes back in at the end.
Right, okay, but it'll do well. The first one did well.
It'll do well. It's not as good as the first one because it's so CGI heavy, and because maybe they felt they had to, but it doesn't keep its most interesting character.
Who's the audience?
The audience for the first one, I mean, 10-year-old kids, early teens, girls, that kind of stuff. There's a sort of style element to it. The costumes are brilliant, one has to say again, from Maleficent, because she does a few costume changes. The prosthetics, Angelina Jolie kind of looks like that anyway, but they've put cheekbones on her. All that's very well done. There's too much fairy business for me, Dave.
Too much fairy business for me, Dave. Okay, it's just under 2 hours long.
Yes.
It's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
Yes.
Okay. What else?
Farmageddon. Which I love the title of. Yeah. It's a Shaun the Sheep movie. I brought my little boy to see this, and you haven't seen this, have you?
No, I haven't seen this one. I mean, like, they are great. You know?
They are great, yeah. And in fact,
the last one about the football,
match. That was kind of mixed. It wasn't as good as it should
have been. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good, though.
It was funny.
Because I spent a bit of time not seeing that. Then when I did, I went, oh, yeah.
The football match between the Romans and the English is very funny.
Very funny.
This is, it's typical Aardman stuff in the best possible sense. It's very charming. I was thinking while watching it that the it's always set in this kind of gloomy kind of 1970s England, where there's puddles everywhere and people have holes in their socks, but Sean is more than a match for the idiot farmer who owns him. He's always out foxing him, and he does in this because he befriends an extraterrestrial who's lost and needs to get home, And that's the kind of the thrust of the film. But it's full of all these sort of very playful, funny sci-fi references for adults. And Max, my little boy, he absolutely loved it. He thought it was hilarious. So it's great. It's
yeah, I mean, like they really do deliver, don't they?
They do.
Every
and they
time.
Have they have a unique charm. I went to I went to Aardman in the spring there to look at some of the sets for this, and it was I would break everything in 5 minutes. I would have the wrong temperament for what they do, but it's incredible how painstaking it is.
And you probably saw them do 5 seconds, so you were probably there, what, for 4 months?
Not even, the second a day is what they aim at. It's beautiful to watch the result, but it takes a long time.
And they've always been good, and the jokes, like it's very good. Yeah. So this is just another one, is it? Just as good as anything.
It's the second Shaun the Sheep movie, and it's great fun.
Right, okay. Farmageddon, a Shaun the Sheep movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Official Secrets. This is a very solid drama. This is
I'm looking forward to this because they don't make enough of these kind of movies, and I love them.
They actually
don't care. 3 stars will do me, kind of thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's the story of Catherine Gunn, who some people may remember with long memories. She was basically working at GCHQ, the British Surveillance Headquarters, the translator, when she noticed this kind of odd email from Washington, which seemed to exhort British officials to bully UN members into greenlighting the Bush-Cheney-Blair war.
Right.
And she thought this was very strange and began to pursue it. And this is Catherine Gunn's story. And it's the story of a very courageous whistleblower, actually, who's maybe slightly forgotten now. Keira Knightley plays her. And it's very good, I have to say. Sometimes I've confined that she has mannerisms. She was very good in this. And she's in big trouble because she's obviously going to be singled out by a very vindictive state. She's married to a Kurd, I think, and suddenly he's going to get deported. This is how things work. And then she meets this lawyer, Ben Emerson, who's played by Ralph Fiennes, who you just take for granted, but he's such a good actor and he's so good in this. And he takes her case on and comes up with an unusual defence. And it's very watchable film. There is silly thriller music. They don't need it.
Yeah.
This is a story that tells itself, you know, and they tell it very well.
That's okay, though. It's based, it is a true story.
Do you like a bit of silly thriller music, do you?
I'm not against it, you know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I was going to try and hum some, but I don't know how.
The thing I hate is in comedy programs, laugh tracks.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Well, that is the equivalent. To me, that sounds like a laugh
that's
track.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
But it's very solid.
And based on a true story, obviously.
Based on a true story. Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. Official Secrets, yeah.
Yeah. An Irish film.
Yeah.
Well, actually, two Irish films. I'll mention one other at the end there, the Roger Doyle one. But Dark Lies the Island, Kevin Barry's.
Peter Coonan, yeah.
Yeah, his dark rural tales. And this is Ian Fitzgibbon directed this film, and it's basically set in a small Irish town by a lake, Drumord, I think it's called. And Daddy Mannion, who's played by Pat Short, basically he runs the Undertakers, the pubs. He runs the whole town. He lives in this McMansion up on the hill with she's a trophy wife, his second wife, half his age. Who's played by Charlie Murphy, Sarah. But Sarah, to complicate things,
she fancies Peter Coonan, Doggy.
She was the true love of Doggy Peter Coonan, Daddy Mannion's eldest son, who now lives in a mobile home and has become agoraphobic. He's not doing well at all. And the other son, Martin, Mo Dunford, has made a mess of every business that's been handed for him, and is also not happy, and is also obsessed with Sarah. They're all obsessed with Sarah. And into this town then comes this sort of stranger who seems to have amnesia, played by Tommy Tiernan. And actually, Tommy Tiernan is great in this film. Tommy Tiernan,
he keeps his mouth shut a lot, doesn't he?
He does, but he's a very good actor. He's interesting actor.
Yeah.
And I remember he played Dave Allen's dad in that.
I never saw it. Yeah,
he was good.
He's
a very interesting actor. And I talked to Mo Dunford for this, and he said it was amazing the way Tommy Tiernan works differently than he's ever seen anybody else work, and it's very interesting. Anyway, the there are a lot of good performances in this film, and they're what keep it going and make it worth watchable, because structurally it's a bit of a mess, to be honest. It's all a bit haphazard, and what works, the heightened stuff that works in the books is maybe not really working in the film, but because of the performances it's worth watching. It's an interesting film because of that, and also because of the writing and some of the ideas. So
Okay, that's Dark Lies the Island.
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
Just a brief mention of the curious works of Roger Doyle, the documentary about the electronic composer, which opens this week. And you would know a little bit about
him. Yeah, well, I think I might have been interviewed for that movie. I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
If you made the cutting room floor. Yeah, yeah.
But I do remember an album once between a lot of us. It's too hard to explain. You had an album called Why Is Kilkenny So Good? And there was we could
Love
quote
the title.
Yeah. We could quote every line.
Really?
Like, made me reject my father's offer to join the family business. It's too easy and you never get a job. I don't know why. It was just one of those kind of mad things of student days of craziness.
Yeah. When would that have been?
Oh, God, I don't know. Late 70s.
Well, this documentary sort of, he's preparing for a concert, but it's all about his life.
Right, okay, that's Roger Doyle. Yeah. Okay, what's it called again?
Curious Works of Roger Doyle.
Curious Works of Roger Doyle. Okay, now Maleficent, Mistress of Evil is there. That's good enough. It does the job, does it, yeah?
Yeah, it gets a bit stodgy in the middle.
Yeah, and you can't go wrong with Farmageddon, a Shaun the Sheep movie, good as ever they've done before. Official Secrets, very solid. Not exactly maybe 4 out of 5, but you're giving it 3 out of 5 and you mean it a good 3.
Yes.
And that's the one with Keira Knightley. And Dark Lies the Island, again, 3 out of 5 as well as the Irish.
Yeah, I have problems with this, but it's interesting to watch.
Okay, Paul Whittington, I've no problem. Are you going to rush home and see the match now,
I am, although, you know, will I be behind the sofa? Will I go out for a walk? I always find it hard to watch when I care. You know,
ridiculous,
I mean?
For God's sake.
You never know.
You never know, indeed. All right, enjoy it. Thanks, Paul. Dave Fanning on 2FM. 2FM.